Next, as we have big blackboard, I want to explain those characters. Those characters are, of course, Chinese characters. But Japanese people read those characters in Japanese without changing the order of characters. How we read those characters is, this is one word, Shidai. Shidai no. We put here no. Shidai no sho. Onozu kara kusu. Shidai no sho. Onozu kara. Kara. We put that here. Kana. Fuku su. Kono. Sono haha wo uru ga ngotashi. We read in this way, you know. In Chinese, Shidai shoji fuku. Nyoshi tokugobo. Kanetsufudo yo. Suishitsuchi kengo. This is, you know, Chinese way of reading. But we, Japanese people read Chinese sentence like this, Shidai no sho, onozu kara fukusu. Kono, sono haha wo uru ga ngotoshi. Hi wa nesshi, kaze wa douyo, mizu wa uruoi, shi wa ken. And we put Shidai no sho. Nature of, you know, of is no. Nature of four elements. Onozuka naturally, fukusu, rhythm. And this is like, and this is a child. This is heart or obtain. And this is that or his mother. Kono sono haha o uru ga watashi. Order of words is different from Japanese order of words, different from Chinese order of words, which is like something like you know, English. So, you know, we call those words tenyoha, which is peculiar to Japanese language. This means, you know, of Shidai no sho. This is, you know, subject, and this makes, you know, this word adjective of this noun. Shidai no sho. nature of four elements. Onozuka naturally discern この like a child get his mother. And fire heat the wind blow and water wet and earth is solid. So we read Chinese scripture in two ways. Sometimes in Japanese, you know, this kind of scripture we read in two ways. Sometimes in Japanese, like this, you know, our eyes should go back and forth like this. Sudai no sho onozuka rakus kono sono haha wo unna watashi. We read up and down. Sometimes, you know, this kind of this word maybe 2-3 lines ahead. So we, after reading 2-3 lines, we have to come back this. That's a complicated, but we have been doing and we have been reading in that way when we read Chinese language and Chinese books. Tonight, I must explain from here. Siddhi is four elements. Buddhist, you know, understand Buddhist has the idea of elements of various beings. We count four elements, you know, like fire, water, and wind, and earth, wind, fire, water. So those four elements, nature, you know, this element has its own nature. We shouldn't say so, but tentatively, we think those four elements has its their nature. Fire, nature of fire is to make things, you know, perfect. To, like, you boil something, you know, heating. By heating things, things will be more, you know, mixed up or something more perfect. Anyway, we say perfection. And wind brings things mature. You know, wind. I don't know why, but wind nature, you know, encourages things to be more mature. Little bit different from this. You know. This is more organic, you know, activity. this has more chemical, you know, activity. And this water, nature water, is to contain things in it. In water, wherever you go, there is water. So we rather think opposite way. Oh, water contains everything. You know, instead of we say tree has, you know, in the bark of the tree there is water, you may say, but water contains bark of the tree, leaves and everything. So water is something great, big being, in which everything exists. We exist in water. And nature of earth is too solid nature. It's the element of earth. Earth does not mean land, but some solid nature of the material is us. So things we, if you, according to Buddhist, you know, things will be, if you divide things, you know, smallest piece imaginable, you know, like I don't know English term for that. This,
atomic.
Yeah, something like that.
Molecule.
Yeah, more. Yeah, atom maybe, but you know, that is not final, you know, final piece. That final piece called Gokumi. Gokumi is the smallest piece imaginable. You know, that final being is consists of, has four, those four natures. So, so we say final atom is consists of those four elements. So this is it is something like, you know, modern physics, you know. I don't know how to explain it, because I don't know the proper words for the plus and minus, and, you know, how final atom is consists of its plus and minus. And those are, you know, something like that. And we, the it is strange enough to say, they have same idea. You, modern physics, you know, thinks final being is, has no weight or no size, you know. It is just current. We Buddhists think in that way. Those also final being is consists of those, has the four natures, and accordingly we can say it spiral piece is consists of four elements, but that is not something solid being. When we reach to this nature of being, that is just emptiness, we say. So when we come to this idea, we come to the idea of emptiness. It is not those elements is not something which exists actually materialistic being. It is something which is not material, which is just energy. So we call it ku. So this is four elements, but we add one more. And we say five elements. Five elements add one more, which is empty nature. So that's empty, all empty. Even though it is empty, from emptiness, those nature will be appear. Will come into being. And as soon as those four nature come into being, we form idea of elements or final piece. And the material is consists of those elements. That is Buddhistic understanding of being. So it looks like we are explaining, talking about some material, but when we come to this idea of elements, that element is not just material, it is both spiritual and material. And when thinking, mind is also, when we come to this element, thinking mind is included. So we say it is empty. So when we say emptiness, the idea of emptiness include both material and spiritual. Material and mind and objects. Subjective world and objective world. And emptiness is final being, to which our thinking mind cannot reach. So, Shidai no Sho, nature of four elements, naturally, in itself, you can say empty, but here he says, resume to its own nature. It means come to emptiness. Just like a children has his mother. When when the children, there must be his mother, Without children, without mother, there is no children. That children is here means mother is here. That emptiness is here means four nature is here. If four nature, even though four nature is there, that is nothing but tentative formation of the final emptiness. That is same thing as a child has its own mother. All those, four sentences. Finally, what does it mean is, talking about, dependency of being. Although there is many, elements, those elements originally, naturally resume to its nature. So, although there are many things, they are, each one of them are independent. And a child is independent, even though he has his own mother. And fire is independent with its nature of heat. And wind is independent with its nature of moving. And water is independent with its nature of moisture. The earth is independent with its nature of solidness. So everything is independent. It means. And this four sentences introduce, follow the ten sentences, which is talking about truth of independence. In this Sandokai, explaining the reality in two ways. Now he's explaining reality from the viewpoint of dependence. Four elements are independent. Although it has its own source. A child is independent, although he has his mother. Fire is independent with its nature of heat. Water is independent with its nature of moisture. And earth is independent with its nature of solidness. Here, translation goes I don't know whose impression it gives. The characteristic of the four elements drew together. Characteristics of the four elements resume itself. Resume its original nature, meaning, which is empty. And like a child returning to its mother, this is rather poor translation, maybe. Like a child has its mother is more accurate. That their child means that they its mother, you know, that is what it means. The heat of fire, the moving wind, the water wet, and the solid earth it is better to put period here, and maybe like a child has its mother, and he fire, element of fire, has its nature of heat, the element of wind has its nature of moving, or having fire, I don't know how to say, the heat of fire, the moving wind, or element of fire with its nature of heat, the element of wind with its nature of moving, the element of water with nature of wet, the element of earth with its nature of solidness are all independent, maybe. If you put period here and this habits or nature, then maybe it makes clear sense. Eyes to see, sound to hear. This is for next day, but I'll read it. The connection, so that you can understand this sentence better. Eyes to see, sound to hear, and smells. The sore and solitary. So and solitary taste on the tongue, but in each related things as leaves grow from roots. End and beginning returns to the source, high and low are used respectively. And all those, better to put period here. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those six sentences means the idea of understanding of independence. Things exist in two ways. One is dependency and the other is dependence or interrelated. But although they are interrelated, they are independent. Each one of you are independent. But you are related with each other. That is, even though you are related with each other, you are independent. Well, you can say both ways. So this, all those sentences expressing the idea of reality from the side of independence. So this, all those sentences expressing the idea of reality from the side of independence. Do you understand what he means? Usually, when we say independent, you have no idea of dependence. That is non-Buddhistic understanding. Buddhists, always think, understand reality we know reality. We understand things completely. So we will not be mixed up. We will not be confused by saying independence, your dependence. If someone says everything is independent, okay, yeah, that is so. And if some other person may say that is things are interrelated, oh, that is okay. Most is okay. We understand both sides. So, whatever you say, that is okay. But if someone sticks to some one-sided idea, we may say, no. If you say everything is independent, no. If you stick to the idea independence of the being, only stick to the idea of independence, I will say to him, no, you are wrong. And if he sticks to, if someone else sticks to the idea of independence, then we will say, no, you are wrong. There's many cons like this. If the final karma, fire burned everything up, at that time, where the Buddha nature still there or not? That is question. And sometimes he said, yes, it exists. But some other time someone came and asked him, when the karma fire burned everything up, then what will become of the Buddha nature? It will not exist. Both is true. When people may ask him, before you, then why did you say it will not? It will exist. Then he will get a big slap. What are you talking about? Don't you understand what I mean? Buddha nature will not exist. Right. Will exist is right. From the viewpoint of independence, everything exists with its Buddha nature, even whatever happened to this part. But even so, nothing exists when we see from the viewpoint of utter darkness or absolute, then nothing exists. That which exists is nothingness or darkness, in which maybe things will exist, but what you see or what you say about it is nothing. There's no way to explain things individually. So this is, this is just the intellectual, explanation. But here, we must have actual feeling. What kind of feeling you will have about things you see? You know. What kind of difference you have between, you know, from the understanding of usual person, or just understanding of beings, should be, you know, discussed more. If we see things, you know, which happened in the, at that time, when you see, you will appreciate things which you see, and you will appreciate one by one everything. There you have pure gratitude. Even though you are seeing, observing one piece of flower, just one flower, that one flower includes everything. It is not just flower, it is the absolute itself, it is Buddha himself. We see in that way. But at the same time, at that time we have, you know, for that which exists is just from, and no one to see or no nothing to be seen. That which exists is just from. And that is the feeling we have in our practice and in our everyday activity. Wherever you work, you have that kind of feeling, a continuity of that kind of refreshed, pure gratitude. So to see, you know, to treat things is to treat Buddha's equipment for us. We understand in this way. But when we memorize something, when we think about something, you know, in terms of duality, we observe things, you know, intellectually and understand things intellectually. Even though we understand intellectually, we do not stick to the idea. That understanding should be improved, you know, day by day, by our pure thinking. And we do not stick to all, you know, all stamp, you know, stamp of that. We do not sit on the same stamp. You say you cannot catch fish in the same place. Today, fortunately you could catch a big fish at some certain place. But tomorrow you should fish some other place. To cut a boat. To remember where we are. Boat is actually going. So even though you cut a boat to remember something beautiful, or there was something beautiful at this, and you should remember that beautiful thing, and even though you cut the boat, edge of the, what do you call? There may be railing of the boat. It doesn't help because boat is going. But we usually do something. Oh, that was very good. And we cut the railing of the boat to remember something. This kind of teaching suggests, this kind of foolish, our foolishness. And what is actual Buddhist life? Which is a weight. I hear, sitting in the same standpoint. They will not come to the same place with the count, sitting on the stump. It's very foolish. Good example of thinking mind. Even though, it is so, we should appreciate what you see right now. Oh, such a beautiful flower. We should appreciate, we should have full appreciation of it, but we should not cut the railing of the boat. We should not wait. Maybe for her coming, sitting or standing at the same place. She may come by this time of the day. But sometimes she may come, sometimes she doesn't come. I have something like this experience. I would stand up, I would wait for her coming. Sometimes she may come, sometimes she may not. So, if she comes, we are lucky. If she doesn't, that's okay. If she comes, you are lucky. If she doesn't, then you shouldn't complain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some questions?
Last week you said that if we understand our closeness or our dependence with other things, then we are independent.
Mm-hmm.
Are we independent even if we don't understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is so, but for you I don't know. No, if you even though you don't understand it, but if you admit this truth, you know, it is so. So you cannot, you will not stick to some idea, only one idea, or you will not be so arrogant. You know. Independent and interdependent. So if you no. If you don't have actual close feeling to others, but if you know this part, even intellectually, you know, you will not make. You will not make so big mistake, I don't think. It is so, actually it is so, but the point is you don't feel so, you know, you don't understand it that way. So we hear there is something which is very important. This kind of, you know, when we talk about this way, it means that we talk about things as if I am completely enlightened person. For enlightened person, this is very true. But for the people who is not enlightened, this is just talk. You know. So when our practice follow this kind of understanding that is true Buddhism, it should not be just intellectual understanding. But even, you know, you practice hard without this kind of understanding. Your practice may be very, you know, it doesn't make much sense. Your practice is still involved in the idea of something.
What's missing? You said that for an enlightened person, that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
And for an unenlightened person, it's just talk.
Mm-hmm. What is missing?
For an unenlightened person.
Yeah, the practice is missing. Practice is missing. So only when you practice doesn't have, this is true. And Even though at the same time, even though you practice hard, you know, your practice will not be always complete, you know. So at that time, there's big gap between the truth and the actual actual experience. It doesn't, you know, go together. Your intellectual understanding is high, but your practice may be low. So just intellectual, to have intellectual understanding is easy, you say. But actual practice, emotional and more emotional practices, difficult. To feel in that way is difficult. So we say, intellectual and to have, to destroy that understanding, intellectual understanding of somethingness is, or to have understanding of nothingness is easy. Intellectually, it is easy. But emotionally, it is not so difficult. We easily stick to something. So, you know, it is, we say, it is emotional, you know, difficulty is as hard as to split lotus in two. Even so, you split in two, the string is long string will fall and you cannot get rid of it. Still, string is here. But thinking, you know, difficulty. Intellectual difficulty is as easy as break a stone in two. Nothing left.
Does that mean that if a person sees one person doing something to another person that's hurting the other person, let's say that I see someone doing something that's hurting another person, and I feel emotionally upset by that, but actually I'm not seeing clearly, I'm not understanding what's happening.
Actually, what is the point of the question?
The question is, the only reason that I'm upset when I see someone doing something that looks like it's hurting another person is
you, when you doing helping something or someone else,
I see a situation in which it looks to me as if one person is hurting another person, and I become upset in that situation.
Oh, I see.
The question is that I'm becoming upset because I'm not seeing the situation as it actually is. And that if I were seeing it as it actually is, I wouldn't be emotionally upset. That's my question.
Oh, I see. But that is very difficult question to answer, you know, because, you know, it is difficult to know whether one is helping the other with, in some appropriate way or not, you know. So if it is not appropriate, you will be upset, you know. You, at least you will worry. when one is helping properly, you know, when you upset, sometimes that happens, you know. If, you know, if someone is helping your girlfriend in proper way, anyway, you will be upset. That kind of thing happens pretty often, so it is very difficult to answer.
My question is more that a person who really sees things clearly, is there no situation that would upset him emotionally?
No. I don't think so, no, emotionally. No. But upset, I say, you say, but that feeling, there's a big difference, you know, in that feeling too. Maybe Buddha will be upset, you know, it's quite easy. But when he is upset, you know, even though he is upset, he is not upset just because of him or because of his attachment or anything like that. Physical part of maybe physiological thing. And thinking mind is, you know, some mind which ignore, you know, those physical things. More universal, you know, level. When we think more universal level, ignoring each conditions and conditions, various conditions. Or else we cannot think, you know. If we count various conditions, you know, 5, 10 or 20 or more, 100 conditions, it is not possible to think. So the characteristic of thinking mind is to ignore all the conditions and to follow the track of the thinking mind. So, you know, it doesn't fit. Thinking mind doesn't fit to the each, you know, case we meet and we face. So, you know, tendency of man is just to think and go on. Whatever it happens, doesn't matter. What are you talking about? We should do this. You know, that is men's, you know, way. But women stick to various conditions and carefully observe various conditions and figure out what we should do one by one. That is also true with our thinking mind and emotional feelings. So how to adjust this, you know, our actual practice is more physiological practice, not thinking mind. You know, ignoring all the conditions, just to sit on the back cushion is the practice. So there's similarity, you know, in thinking mind and emotional of practice. When you practice that, we ignore almost all the conditions we have. When we practice Dzogchen, our emotional situation is already emotionally, we ignore things. Just like you think. So, in Dzogchen practice, it is easier to practice. Emotional practice and thinking practice.
Okay. What happens when the brain goes out?
Brain?
Yeah. You said the heat is independent. Interdependent all at the same time, but sometimes it goes out completely.
Good.
So turn it out on that lamp, and there's no flame at all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's none of these things, is it?
But yeah, that is interesting question, and they explain various ways. You know. Heat, it does not mean just heat. You know. It is some element. Which exists in each piece of atom.
Can the flame go out in that little each piece?
Flame nature, maybe, you may say. You know, flame nature for some people say, in each Gokumi is the last element, or last piece of the material. In that piece of the material, which is which you cannot divide anymore, that piece. If in that last piece, four elements, that element is consists of four elements. In same quantity, and when fire element becomes strong, and by some chance it will be a fire. But if fire nature is become weak and water nature becomes strong, then that will be something water. That element is consists of four elements in same quantity. And when fire element becomes strong, and by some chance it will be a fire. But if fire nature is become weak and water nature becomes strong, then that will be something water. They explain in that way. So, even though four elements are equally exist in the last piece, according to the situation, some element will become strong. That is one explanation. And the other is, according to the material, in that piece, some piece will have stronger or more fire element, or maybe 99% of fire element. then that will be fire. Some school explain how fire exists and why how fire why fire exists. Why doesn't it exist when we extinguish it?
That last little piece then, mm-hmm. will always have fire? It can never go away?
No, not that. Not all. That piece is not completely fire, but, you know, it includes some other element, but not strong enough sometimes, or not much enough. They explain and each things in that way. Why water is water, you know? Water does not mean this water, you know. Water, nature. Some element. Some water-like element. It is not exactly water we see. Do you understand?
I think I do. Water has a nature to flow, so it's more than just that.
But they are talking about as water is not this water. Some, you know, some nature which exists in the last piece of element of things.
It can't lose that piece of water. It can't lose that water.
Yeah.
Can I explain a little bit about how Western physics would say the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
That as you get to the smallest particle,
mm-hmm.
you can't tell when it turns into energy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point at which it's no longer a particle, but mm-hmm. it's also no longer energy.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you can't tell when it behaves like a wave,
mm-hmm. yeah.
when it behaves like a particle.
Mm-hmm.
It behaves, sometimes if you think of it as a wave,
mm-hmm.
it behaves like a wave.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of it as a particle,
mm-hmm.
it behaves like a particle.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is true with a charge, let's say an electrical charge.
Mm-hmm.
It has charge, and yet it doesn't have charge.
Mm-hmm. Like
an atom has positively charged,
mm-hmm.
protons, negatively charged electrons, and neutrons. But these conditions are continually changing,
mm-hmm.
mostly depending on your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something like that understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey. Roshi, I have some difficulty in listening to the lecture. For example, when I chant the Sando Kai, when I knew nothing about what it meant, I was able to concentrate on my breathing and my voice coming from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But now I start thinking of San meaning Zenny and Ko meaning something else. I lose touch with my activity.
Mm-hmm.
And now I find myself thinking, when you're holding the cup, it has four elements. It creates difficulty. I know it's because I get attached to what you to the words and to the ideas that they are. And the dark, the reed side is becoming, is, you know, the G side and the reed side. The G now, when I chant the Sando Kai, the intellectual, the bright side is strong. And I don't enjoy chanting that.
He lost his ring.
Maybe give some advice on how to avoid these kind of difficulties.
Yeah, you cannot avoid it. That is, you know, why I'm telling you. You know, you have to polish your understanding.
Is it understanding? You know, when you get up in the morning, and we talked about it the other day, that we should just, we say, get up, just get up. So this morning, when I woke up, I usually just get up. I started to think. I didn't get up right away. I waited till the bell came back across. It came once, and then it came back. And then I started to think about what was said in the lecture.
Not because of lecture, but... That is not my fault.
My question is sort of a question, really. Is our practice to have subjective understanding? Can we have subjective understanding of our practice without having some kind of objective or bright understanding? Or do we have to balance and have both of them? Can we practice Buddhist way without knowing Buddhist way intellectually?
If you can, you are very lucky. But unfortunately, we cannot practice without intellectual understanding, I think.
If we sit dozen and we have correct posture and we follow our breathing, we have to have these kinds of concepts or ideas about Buddhism, like the four elements, and...
No. You know, at that time, we should practice.
I mean, do we have to understand the ideas of Buddhism when practice?
You have to, you know, because you tend to think things in that way. So we have to, you know, back and forth with our understanding, so that we cannot be intellectually mixed up. That is important, I think. Oh! When I saw it last time, it was, I had 15 minutes. Your question was too good.